And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Joined this week by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about CJ, Malia, and the whole team at Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also, great website and resource to learn about the separate divisions of Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, some great information there, as well as an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. They've just got it all at klossfinancial.com. Again, that's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number for the office, 608-442-5637. And if you'd like to join us this morning, all you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a ring, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. 321-1310. As mentioned, joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing this week?
I am doing great. It's kind of rainy out there today.
A little drizzly, and I guess April or March showers bring something. I don't know.
We're close enough.
Close, exactly. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
Very good. Happy to be here.
Great to have you along. Keeping dry, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so. Stay inside.
Good day to do just that. And, of course, listen to some great conversation and get some fantastic information. Speaking of getting fantastic information, we've got a great show ahead. We're going to be talking about the proper withdrawal rate when it comes to money from your investments in retirement. We're going to get some of the details on that from CJ and Malia in just a moment. Don't forget, phone lines are open at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Got a chance for you also to win a $25 gift card. Oh yeah, to Buffalo Wild Wings. And I'm just off in La La Land here, and I don't think I can win this one. But our friends at Kloss Financial have provided that $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win it with the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Little tip though, if you listen closely to the program, both the question and answer come up during the show. Speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We did one last week. Let's get a review of last week's question and get the answer there as well, Malia.
Yeah, so last week we talked about having a roadmap to retirement to make sure you're on the right, going the right direction so you can get to where you want to go to. And our question really talked about what you can do now to prepare for that eventual retirement. Our question last week was, when you reach age 55, how much extra can you save into your HSA, which is your health savings account, if you have one available? Is it $500 or $1,000 a year? And Jerome of Wanakee was our first correct answer that called in. He correctly answered $1,000 is the amount extra you can put into your HSA once you reach age 55. So if you want to look at where you're at on the map to retirement, listen to last week's show and listen carefully for today's question.
Nice work, Jerome. And you too can be like Jerome. As Malia mentioned, you can listen back to last week's program, get all that information. Also have a chance to win like Jerome this week with the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll do that a little bit later on in the program. Again, phone lines, they are open for you. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Love to have you join CJ, Malia, and myself. Of course, this is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-421-1310. 442-5637. So this week we're going to be talking about planning for a proper withdrawal rate from your investments in retirement. I've got to assume it's important with people sometimes retiring sooner and living longer. This is something you're really going to want to pay attention to, isn't it, CJ?
It is. So cash flow as you enter retirement is obviously critical. It's often what keeps people from retiring, as they think to themselves, hey, for 40, sometimes 50 years, I've been receiving income from a job every 2 weeks hitting my bank account. And there's this unknown of where it's going to come from once you retire. Where is that cash flow going to come from? And is it sustainable? And how much will it be? And so there's a lot of fear and uncertainty when it surrounds this topic. But when retirees think about risk, many say that outliving their money is their number one fear. The three elements that most significantly affect planning are the need for real, not nominal, cash flow. When we say real, that's kind of a financial term. Real means an income stream that increases with inflation. So said another way, if I have $1,000 a month today, a year from now, that $1,000 a month will buy me less goods and services. So I will, you know, literally be experiencing a decline in my income if I don't keep it up with inflation. So that's one of those risks. Another risk would be the risk of having to sell assets to provide income at the wrong time. Think of, you know, during a bear market. And then number three would be the likelihood of future decades of historically low market returns. There's also within all of this discussion, this concept of sequence of returns that we'll talk about a little bit more as we go ahead. So as financial planners, managing the withdrawal rate from your investments that is sustainable over the course of your retirement will play an essential role in your retirement income plans. With that being said, the first thing we need to discuss is what kind of withdrawal rate would be considered a safe withdrawal rate. So this is the rate to determine how much money you can withdraw from your investment accounts each year without running out of money before reaching the end of your life. The idea is to have balance having enough money or income to live comfortably without depleting your retirement savings prematurely, which again is the number one fear for most retirees. And obviously your withdrawal rate from your investments is not only affected by the income you need, but also by the other various sources of income as you enter retirement that you might have available to you. Think, you know, Social Security, pension, maybe a spousal part-time working income, things like that. And then depending upon your age at retirement and special expenses, there could be things like health insurance that pops up if you retire prior to 65. You might have expensive Affordable Care Act premiums. Mm. So it's not only just what is my safe withdrawal rate, it's what other income sources do I have available that are outside of my portfolio? And then secondarily, what are additional expenses that'll pop up that I did not have prior to retirement?
Talking this morning with our retirement plan professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we would love to have you join us this morning. All I got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, it is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Again, that's 608-442-5637. Sorry to interrupt you, CJ. I know you're on a roll there. What about, and I know we just did a show a couple of weeks ago about debt. I've got to guess that factors into this as well, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. So back to, you know, if we've got to think about our income streams, which of course will impact how much income we need out of our portfolio, which impacts safe withdrawal rates, which Malia will get into what that rate actually is, because I'm sure a lot of you are going, well, you keep talking about this rate. What is the rate? But then we also need to look at what debt do you have, you know, coming into retirement. So it's one of the reasons that we have done entire shows on debt management, because when you're working and like you can just always kind of earn more or earn your way out of trouble is what we call it. When you're in retirement, that no longer exists. And so your ability to earn your way out of higher interest rates or earn your way out of higher inflation or earn your way out of debt payments goes away. And therefore not having debt becomes a really positive impact on the stability of your future retirement. So these are all things to consider, but in a moment here, Malia's going to actually talk about that rate.
And we'll get into that, and we'll, of course, take your call. If you've got a question, love to have you join us this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to join us, all you got to do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll find out from Malia about that reasonable withdrawal rate, what that is, and how that's calculated. We'll get the details on that and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA. Phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website. Don't forget to sign up while you're there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. I did that a couple of years ago. I've absolutely loved it. Gives you a link to some stuff going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast that available to you at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-442. 800-225-6637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, the regular studio number, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking this week about the proper withdrawal rate, and we got just to the point we were going to reveal how that's calculated, what that is, and then we said, oh, we got to take a quick break, but now we're going to find out. Malia, drum roll. So what is a reasonable withdrawal rate so we don't run out of money, which I think is probably the goal of all of this, isn't it?
Correct. And so, you know, no letdowns are allowed on this show, but for everyone, and truly, everyone should love to hear this, no one's average, right? We like to lump everyone into, you know, well, generally speaking, I mean, for most situations, we see this particular amount being withdrawn over the course of their lifetime should work out. Again, none of us is average, and we all have different situations. So our answer is it depends. It really does depend. We'll give you some framework here, but it depends on your age. It depends on your overall financial situation. And ultimately, it really does is affected by your goal with regards to how much money you want to leave behind. So we're talking about two different things here. How much money can I safely take out so I can live my lifetime and not have to worry about money? But secondly, many of our clients are like, because they have honestly been very, very frugal as they have prepared for retirement, and they want to leave the biggest nut available for their children or grandchildren. So there's some legacy planning that happens. So there's a whole bunch of different ways to slice and dice this answer. And really, since none of us knows how long we're going to be around, this is where the estimations come in, looking at your cash flow. So when we're looking at constructing a balanced or conservatively growing portfolio for people, and understanding longevity plays a big part in all this, this is where we have to be very, very careful. And what everyone has heard out in the media is, generally speaking, you hear about this 4% rule, which is literally just a simple rule of thumb saying that, you know, you could pull 4% from your investments in order to see that being sustained over time. But again, there's so many factors that affect that 4% rule that we hear out there. It could be your own risk tolerance. It could be the tax rates or the tax status of your current portfolio. So we do look at the ratio you have in tax-deferred assets as compared to taxable assets. And then we look at inflation. So for many, many situations, we might be looking at only a 3% pull for some people, depending on the amount of that nest egg, depending on the age that they need to start pulling from that, and of course, trying to stay ahead of inflation. And ultimately, it depends on what you really want to do in retirement. So we do have a lot of people are just happy living from their homes, you know, a walk in the park, walking their dogs. It doesn't take a lot of money to do that. But other people are saying, nope, we're going to start traveling the world, and they actually might need more than their current income. So that's where we get, you know, a little crazy with defining what that percentage is going to be across the board. And another thing that comes up sometimes is, you know, everyone can look back at 2022 and go, whew, that was a difficult year in the market for returns. But then in 2023, we saw some really nice returns. So the question comes up is, well, if my portfolio returned 10% last year, shouldn't I take out 10%? I mean, when it's really good, should I just take out as much as it's given me? And we would say we've got to be really careful, because when you're in retirement and suddenly your portfolio may sway the other direction, minus 10%, does that mean you're going to stop living? You're going to stop pulling that money? And that's why we have to have a guided plan according to what your assets currently are. As CJ mentioned, are you getting a pension? Social Security comes into play. And honestly, where you're at with your debt. So many factors to to really dig into.
It's an important conversation to have, and of course, an important thing to be thinking about, and as kind of what we're all saving the money for is, of course, to have those great days in retirement. If you want to learn more about Klaas Financial, don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Delve it up for the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So, Malia, how much cash flow or income should we plan then in retirement versus our pre-retirement income and lifestyle?
Yeah, so, you know, and what's funny is this really has to do with how long you're able to work, how long you want to work, and what that income looks like. So based on what we have observed, it's likely you're really going to need 70 to 100% of your pre-retirement income when you retire, as most people really don't generally want to change their lifestyle. They don't want to, you know, stop eating out. They actually maybe want to eat out more. Things get expensive, right? So calculating how many years might I be retired? And this is a good question for our younger listeners, because we do see so many people starting to retire in their mid-50s. So, you know, consequently, we could be looking at 40 years of retirement for those folks. So even at age 65, we could be looking at 30 years. And what we saw, the U.S. Census Bureau said that currently the length of retirement in the U.S., the average is 18 years. So you just multiply current income or 70% of your current income times 18 years, that's kind of the nugget you might be looking at as far as potentially how long you're going to live and not want to run out of your income. The age that people tend to retire is 65 for men here in the U.S., slightly lower for women, currently sits at 62. Again, there's this whole idea, how long do I want to work for my employer? How long can I physically work for them or mentally work for them? That's another big question. Sometimes people end up retiring sooner than they think they want to, and sometimes they're let go. So a lot of things come into play. Bottom line is we really want you to have maybe more stored away in order to enjoy that longer retirement. And again, it depends what you want to do in your retirement.
Really important stuff and just a great conversation to have. And these are, as we work and talk each week with CJ and Malia, they'd love to work and talk with you. All you got to do is pick a phone, give them a call. The telephone number at the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And again, the website, klaasfinancial.com. And we'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also get to the Klaas Quiz Question Week, and we will talk about what happens when he turns 73. There's some important things to know about there. We'll get the details on that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. We're talking withdrawal rates this week with our friends from Klaas Financial here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA. The website for Klaas Financial, it is klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. A little bit later on in the segment, we'll also do our Klaas Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. So as we're talking about this stuff this morning, CJ, one of the things I think about is, you know, when you turn 73 and you got to take out money, how much withdrawal do I have to then take each year?
I've never heard of this concept before, Sean.
No. Why, this is new. No.
Oh, we like to have a little fun on this show. Yes, required minimum distributions is what this is called. And since we're discussing withdrawal rates, then this is obviously a perfect topic. So RMDs or MRDs, as they're commonly referred to, is an age at which the IRS says, hey, on any of your pre-tax retirement accounts, assuming you're no longer eligible to contribute to a company-sponsored plan, then you must start making these minimum distributions. So for now, that age is 73. And yes, for those of you who are listening, you're going, wait, 73? it was 70 and a half for me. That's true. For some of you listening who are, say, mid to late 70s, it was 70 and a half for you. For some of you listening, you had to start at 72. But for those who are not yet 73 but will soon be 73, then your age is, your required minimum distribution age is 73. And finally, for anybody born after 1960, so again, I'm raising my hand, I was born after 1960, your minimum required distribution age is 75. So it just depends upon when you were born as to when that age kicks in. But again, the IRS does require you to take a certain amount of money out of certain retirement accounts every year, which is that RMD. These will be coming from any of your old 401ks, 403bs, and IRAs, unless you are still working, as there are some minor exceptions to that. And then, of course, people say, well, why does the IRS require me to do this? And the answer is time to pay taxes. So there's this concept in finance, which is known as cycling money for Uncle Sam. And if too much money gets out of the cycling of the system, think I earn money and pay taxes, I buy something and pay a sales tax, they then take and pay people who pay an income tax, who then buy something and pay a sales tax. This is the cycle of money and what allows the governments, whether it be local or national, to run their operations. If they allowed you to just put all your money into retirement accounts and never have to pull it out, well, you see the problem, don't you? All of that money, millions, if not trillions of dollars, would get out of that cycling system, and suddenly you wouldn't be able to run the federal government. Now, I know there's people on right now who are going, exactly, that's the problem. And I'm sure there's anger and frustration around all of that. I'm just the messenger. Yeah. I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm just the messenger. But the pre-tax money that you have put away in anticipation of retirement that's been deferred for all of these years does have to begin coming out at these ages, even if you don't need it. And when it comes out, it gets added to your taxable income, and voila, you pay tax on it, which gets it back into the cycling. Now, this does not apply to your Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, by the way. So if you have Roth money, you've already paid tax on that money and the growth is tax-free. It's only the pre-tax accounts that have this required minimum distribution.
Fantastic stuff this morning. Speaking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget to learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. There's some other important things to know about as far as when you should start taking your RMD, isn't there, CJ?
Yeah, so as though it's not complicated enough to know, you know, when is my minimum distribution age based upon when I was born? Well, there's another layer of complexity here, which is when actually do I have to pull out that first minimum distribution, known as your RBD, your required beginning date? And so it's simple. In concept, we say, well, when you turn 73, and somebody says, but wait a minute, what if I turn 73 on December 30th of 2024? Does that mean that I have to have a minimum distribution for the entire year in the year 2024? And actually, the answer is no, not in the year in which you first are required to pull a minimum distribution. So at that required beginning date, it is actually April 1st of the year following when you turned required minimum distribution age. So again, April 1st of the year after you turn 73 in this example. However, you got to be cautious with that, because if you push off that minimum distribution, so take my example. I turn 73 on December 30th of this year, but I decide to wait to pull it out until next year, and I have to get it out by April 1st of next year. Then every year thereafter, including next year, I have to get that year's RMD out by December 31st. So if I push off my first year's minimum distribution to the following year, then I have to double up in the following year, and then every year thereafter it has to be out by the end of the year. This is confusing stuff to actually think about on the radio, so I do encourage you, talk to your financial advisor, your accountant. These are things you're going to want to work with a professional just to make sure you have your arms around it and can manage it. But of course, then the next question becomes, how much do I take out? Yeah. And this has to do with life expectancy tables that are dependent upon or it basically calculates a life expectancy formula that tells you, that gives you a divisor that you have to divide into the value of all your pre-tax retirement accounts on December 31st. And it gives you a percentage. For those who want a kind of quick and easy sample of this, in your first year in which you have a minimum distribution at 73, it ends up being right around 3.7%. So if I have a $100,000 IRA and I turn 73, I need to pull out about $3,700 for that year that gets added to my taxable income. But you got to be cautious. If you have a spouse who is more than 10 years younger than you, then you have a different table to use. So just a lot of different things to be aware of here. And unfortunately, the simple concept that came out from Uncle Sam, which was, well, we can't let people defer forever. Mm. The simple concept has all these tentacles of exceptions and formulas and tables and calculators that you have to get involved in. Not to mention, well, what happens if I die and leave my money to my children? I've heard they have a minimum distribution. Oh boy. Well, now we've got a whole nother set of rules and calculations and 10-year timelines and distributions and all kinds of fun things to look at. So unfortunately, what is simple in concept is very complex actually in carrying it out. So I just can't encourage you enough. Work with your advisor, work with your accountant if you have any questions on this.
Can I also ask, speaking of working with an advisor and an accountant and working hard and saving 3 years, and sometimes folks end up with you know, a little extra. What do you, are you required then to, you know, let's say you need to, obviously you have to take that money out. There's some avenues that you can put that money to good use if you don't need it, right?
There are. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that, Sean. So, so for those, as Sean just said, hey, I've done well, and maybe I inherited some money. And so the money I save for myself in retirement accounts, I don't need as much of that anymore. Or I've been blessed with a great job. And so again, I don't need all this money in a pre-tax retirement account, but now I have these minimum distributions that are coming out that is really, you know, increasing my taxable income and increasing the tax I have to pay. Well, there is a little bit of a bailout here. We think it's a great bailout, known as qualified charitable distributions. So if you choose to do this, you can donate up to $105,000 per year per individual with no taxes that counts towards meeting your minimum distribution. So now again, there's some things you need to be aware of. You can't do qualified charitable distributions until you reach age 70 and a half. And yes, I did say 70 and a half, which is not the minimum distribution age for a lot of people, but for qualified charitable distributions, you have to be 70 and a half. And again, these can count towards your minimum distributions if you are minimum distribution age, but they are limited to $105,000 per year per, you know, kind of per IRA account owner. And it only applies to IRAs. You cannot do a qualified charitable distribution from an old 401k plan. So again, a lot of things to be aware of even in this simple concept, but the good news is that if I have been blessed and I don't need that income, there is a way to keep that income off my tax return, so to speak, by just giving it to a charity directly. Again, speak to your accountant, to your financial advisor about how to do this. We cannot emphasize enough, if you are giving to charities and you are taking a standard deduction on your tax return and you are over 70 and a half with an IRA, you should probably talk to your financial advisor about changing the way in which you give and to give out of your IRA instead of out of your checking account.
And we've done some great shows in the past where we really dug into QCDs as well. You can listen back to those at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Before we get to the Klaas Quiz Question Week as well as the Listener Question Corner, real quick, as we've been going through this conversation this week, liquidity and, of course, savings keep popping into my head, and that's an important area aspect of this planning as well, isn't it? Oh, did we, CJ?
Yeah, can you? Sorry.
Oh, no, it's
that.
Okay. No, it's okay. I was just asking about liquidity.
Yeah, yeah.
And emergency.
I had my mute button. Oh. I was talking. It was really good, Sean. You should.
Everyone was listening.
The greatest piece of radio. Yeah.
So we want to remind our listeners who are in the thick of retirement planning to also remember the importance of having liquidity and emergency reserves. So we've done entire shows on this concept, but again, you want to have a solid cash emergency reserve at your bank that represents 3 to 6, even 3 to 9 months worth of living expenses. And it only takes one unexpected event or medical bill or a job loss to make you recognize just how important this is. We'll often talk to young people who are still in almost the romantic phase of like, oh, I've never lost a job. I don't know what you're talking about and why I would need these reserves. And then life beats them up a little bit and they go, I get it. Now I understand what that reserve is for. And then just create a process. We've talked about this before, but a systematic savings plan to carry out both your retirement savings goals and your emergency goals and your debt elimination goals. If you rely on like emotional decision making, also said another way, if you rely on what is left at the end of a month to make your debt service payments and your savings patterns, you will never meet your goals. Let me repeat that. If you rely on what is left at the end of a month to make your debt service payments and your retirement savings savings patterns, you will never meet your goals. Instead, make it your first fruits, right? So as soon as you get paid or prior to even getting paid, you're immediately, almost robotically taking care of these core patterns. That is what drives the greatest successful outcomes from what we've seen.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. You can also submit a question to be answered here on the program right from the website in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, Paul writes and he says, last week I began a new job that offers a 401k plan. Should I consider rolling over my old 401k plan into this new plan, or should I leave it at the old employer?
Yeah. So that's a great question, Paul. And honestly, again, it depends. That's my favorite answer today. Really, it depends on the size of the old 401k. You might be able to leave it behind. Sometimes companies that you've previously worked for will force you to roll it if, in fact, the balance is too low. But if it's not too low, you certainly can leave it right where it's at if you're comfortable with the investment choices. That's the first thing you can do. Number two, you could consider rolling it into your new plan. That's assuming that the new plan allows for that. Most of them do. And then finally, you could look at potentially rolling it into an IRA. You want to be careful. You want to make sure you understand your choices as you would enter that IRA as far as are the investment choices something that you want as well. Generally speaking, you have a lot more choices in an IRA, but that's not necessarily the right answer for you. What we would suggest you be careful of is many people say, well, it's an old 401k. I'll just cash it out and I'll put the money in my bank. No, that's usually not the right answer. And the reason for that is, number one, you're going to pay taxes for that money that you deferred previously. So with all these questions, this is a perfect situation where you should, you know, speak to a financial planner, look at your situation, see what's the best choice for you.
Great question, Paul. Don't forget you can submit your question online at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial as well. You can listen back to this and previous shows podcasts as well right at KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? Per the IRS, you must begin taking your required minimum distribution from your retirement accounts by April 1st of the year following the year you turn 73. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. And don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ, Malia, it is always great chatting with both of you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The contents of this show are for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.